And yesterday at that time I had already
eaten.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. What are some of the things you usually drink for breakfast?
Fruit juice, coffee,
What kinds of fruit juice do you usually drink?
Usually orange juice or apple juice.
Do you drink much tea?
We drink tea for midday meal and supper time.
Tell me how you go about making tea.
I put my pan of water on and let it come to a boil and drop in so many tea bags and steep about 5 minutes and pour it into a pitcher. Then I add more water to those bags and just set it aside for a few minutes and pour it into my pitcher to kind of weaken the first original pouring in.
I have to tell you one thing, my grandmother, not grandmother Lush, but one in Montgomery, puts baking soda in her tea. Have you ever heard of that?
My mother used to, but I don't know why.
I think she does it when she steeps the tea, but
I don't know why.
I don't even have to ask your mother that when I see why she does it. That always fascinated me. And what I have here is
a glass of water.
Mm-hmm. And what you hope I don't do is
spill the water.
Yeah, or do
break it. Break the glass.
Mm-hmm. And if the glass, if I had knocked it off several long ago, you say, he knocked the glass off and
it broke.
Mm-hmm. And say, if it had already been cracked, you could say, well, don't worry, that glass was already
broken.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully I won't do that. Have some bad luck. Let's see. What do you call food that's been cooked and, say, served over a second time?
Leftovers.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard that called warmed overs or ever?
Warmed overs, mm-hmm. I think.
And you put food in your mouth and you begin to
chew.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever take cornmeal and, say, boil it with salt and water and eat it that way? What would you call that?
Cornmeal mush or gruel.
What was the last time?
Gruel.
Gruel. Hmm. I hadn't heard of that one.
My mother and my mother-in-law were talking about making gruel yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I thought about it.
Awesome. Tell me about it. What do you call things like peas and beets and carrots, you call them?
Vegetables.
Tell me about some of the vegetables that you grow around here.
Well, we grow cabbage, turnips, collards, onions, carrots, beets, string beans, English peas, lima beans, and we call them butter beans.
And I'll get you to tell me again, what's the difference between lima beans?
I have no idea what's the difference in them.
Do you ever use, say, the term a lima bean when you wouldn't use the term butter bean or anything?
Dry lima beans, when we speak of the dry beans.
Which is the more common term? What's the term you would always use most of the time?
Butter beans.
Yeah, me too. That go in the garden.
Radishes.
Mm-hmm. And did you mention the big red things that you might slice and put salt and pepper on? Go in the garden.
Tomatoes.
What about the little small ones? You have a name for little small tomatoes?
Cherry tomatoes or plum tomatoes.
Well, they're both cherry and plum tomatoes, both
about the same.
What are some of the different kinds of potatoes that you have?
We have sweet potatoes and Irish potatoes.
Oh. You ever use the term yams?
No, now and then we might say yams, but it's not for me. Most always it's sweet potatoes.
Yeah, and say you